WMFO Medford.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Fm Radio. This is Danny and
Lucy.
And we are this is Naive Melodies meets Epic Moth Time. The song we just played was Haley by Big Thief, which I've been listening to a lot just because I love the line at the end where it goes, my arms are always open, and it's just so sweet.
I was a big fan. I had not heard that one.
Yeah, Big Thief is epic.
Yeah, I agree. I actually was thinking about playing a Big Thief song of my own.
Wow.
At some point.
Will you play it?
Do you want to play it now?
Yeah.
Well, okay, there's a version by Big Thief that's more well-known, and then Adrian Lenker just released their own version.
Oh, yeah, they just had an album come out.
Yeah,
do you
want the Big Thief version?
Oh, brother.
Or do you want the Adrian Lenker version? Oh. It's a very well-known song.
Oh, brother. Okay, maybe we'll play both.
Okay, I'm going to play the Adrian Lenker version because you definitely know the Big Thief version. How's that?
Perfect.
Let me pull it up. Can you stall for me as I do that?
Yes.
Cool, thank you.
So, I want everyone listening to know that I just got back from Istanbul, and it's the coolest city ever.
Let's go.
I'm obsessed with Istanbul. If you're from Istanbul, you are from a beautiful place. If you haven't been, I really recommend going, because it's really cool because it's so old and multifaceted and layered, but it's also got all of this, like, contemporary, new chaotic stuff happening. So it's really interesting because it's like you'll have this like super ancient old building that's probably been around for like 1,000 years, but it'll be like a electronic store now, and it's just really interesting to watch how like the old and the new intertwine. And there are jellyfish in the Bosphorus, which is so cool.
What is the Bosphorus?
The Bosphorus is the strait in between the Asian side of Istanbul and the European side. Yeah, anyway.
Very cool.
Shout out.
Shall I play the next song?
Yes, what's it called?
It's called, so it's Vampire Empire.
Oh!
TV, tired, bleeding on the bed. The milk is just expired, all the leaves are dead. I'm not quiet, you've been quiet, just receiving what you said. Reeling, feeding, feeling filled by everything you fed. I see you as you see yourself through all the books you read. Overwhelmed with guilt and realizing the disease. You give me chills, I've had it with the chills. Can't seem to keep control.
Hi.
Hi.
I really liked that song.
Thanks, Dan.
It was a good choice. That was Vampire Empire?
Yeah, it was Vampire Empire, and some of the lyrics are
by
like...
By Big Thief.
Yeah, or it's the Adrian Lenker, like, their own independent version.
By Adrian Lenker.
But, like, I've, like, looked up the lyrics, and they're, like, about, like, a relationship that seems, like, not healthy, but there are certain lines in there that I think seem very, like, romantic and sweet. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's the line that's, like, I wanted to be your woman, I wanted to be your man, I wanted to be the one that you could understand, like, which I think is, like, really, like, okay, if you forget all the parts of the song that seem like maybe the relationship isn't so healthy, it seems like a very sweet line.
There's some songs, there's this one specific song by Jeff Buckley where it's, like, it's Mama, You've Been On My Mind,
oh,
and it's
yeah.
such a sad song, like, it's about a, like, it's, like, about a relationship that's failed. But for me, it's, like, so romantic and so beautiful. And, like, yeah, it's kind of the same feeling, I think, where it's, like, actually, this is, like, so cute and beautiful. And, like, wow, I'm so attracted to the, like, intimacy of these words.
That's the thing is that there's... I actually... I feel like we'll play the next song, and then I feel like we should both try to think of songs, if we can, that are, like... We ascribe them different feelings than maybe, like, the intention and what their intention
yeah.
was.
Oh, yeah, wait, that's such a good question.
Because there's so many songs that I'm like, oh, like, this to me means this, but in reality, like, it is something, like, either much sadder, much happier, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay.
Okay.
Song for thought.
Okay.
Song for thought.
But until then, this is Danny's pick. This is...
This Feeling by Alabama Shakes.
Let's go.
Thank you.
Hello.
That was This Feeling by Alabama Shakes.
Yes. And I was trying to think of songs that, like, maybe I did ascribe a different feeling to. But some of the songs I feel like I went through, I was like, oh, no, I actually feel like, to my knowledge, what I have ascribed to this song, like, is the actual, like, maybe meaning or, like, part of the intention. And then there were, like, other songs where I was like, I don't really know if I want to play this. Or maybe, like, the reasons why they're different are, like, the band met this very specific niche reference that, like, maybe isn't, you know, doesn't really apply to my life. So, that, like, I ended up just settling on a different song, actually. That's called, I think it's called Valerie Loves Me by Material Image. And the song, I think, is actually about kind of an obsession. But I think the first time I heard it, I thought of just, like, oh, wait. Maybe I'll think, no, actually, I'm changing my mind. Should I play this one? I'm so indecisive.
I don't know. I haven't heard it.
I'm going to play.
Okay. You're going to play it. Who's it by again?
It's by a band called Material Image.
Material Image.
And I always just thought of it, like, when I first heard it, I was kind of like, wasn't listening to all the lyrics, and I was like, oh, it feels like just a pining relationship that seems very sweet, and then you listen to the lyrics, and you're like, oh, this actually feels maybe more creepy.
Interesting. I feel like it's always, like, songs about a love that can be misconstrued. 100%. Like, obsession.
And I think the artist means for it to be, like, kind of a weird song, but I just never paid attention to the lyrics. So I only heard, like, some of the chorus, which is, like, Valerie's dancing, like, in the room, like, above my, like, I forgot what it was, but it's like, oh, okay, like, could be sweet. And I read the rest of the lyrics. I was like, oh, this actually is, like, weird instead.
Kind of creepy. Yeah. Well, let's hear it.
Okay.
Valerie's dancing on the room above my bed, you know. Follow the world below to see. Valerie's leaving on a car outside my house,
Hello.
That was Valerie Dancing by... Who is it by?
Material Image. Sorry, I started to play the next song.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good. Valerie Dancing by Material Image. I get what you're saying about the, like, obsession thing.
Right?
But it's also like, so vibey. Like, it's very so cool, good. Right? Makes me want to bust
dance a
move.
Dance a little, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's like a good, like, making breakfast in
it's
the
like
kitchen.
A lone, a small, like a like kitchen type vibe.
Kitchen is a dance floor.
Exactly.
Word. Okay, so obviously we love to read poems on Epic Naive Melodies meets Epic Moth
Time. I gotta find a poem to read, yeah.
So the poem I'm gonna read is a poem that my friend, my dear friend Basha, who used to be my camp counselor, but then when I got older we became friends, she, like, got it from, like, one of those, like, street vendor people that are, like, I'll write you a poem about anything in, like, 1 minute. Just give me, like, a topic. It's, like, $5. You get a free poem. So this poem, she was, like, okay, write a poem about gentrification. And then the poem was, like, on the wall of her art studio. And I remember when I was, like, 16 or 17, like, seeing it and being, like, this is the best poem ever. So don't actually know who it's by, 'cause it's by, like, a random street poet, but the poem lives on in my phone and now on these radio waves that I'm about to send off into the universe. Okay, it's called Gentrification. Diaspora, by any other name, will keep happening over and over and over again. The life of the party of life, displaced by the ghost of aspirational endeavored, and no one will remember what the peeling sign was for. The one on the door from before this restaurant was this restaurant. That's the whole poem. Pretty epic.
Should I read the poem too?
Yeah.
Okay. I read the Mary Oliver poem, I think, last time, but I'm going to read the Mary Oliver poem again.
You and Mary Oliver.
I honestly just need not that her poems aren't lovely, I just think I need to, like, increase how many poems I know, you know what I mean? But this is a poem called I Worried by Mary Oliver. I worried a lot. Will the garden grow? Will the rivers flow in the right direction? Will the earth turn as it was taught? And if not, how shall I correct it? Was I wrong? Was I right? Was I wrong? Will I be forgiven? Can I do better? Will I ever be able to sing? Even the sparrows can do it, and I am, well, hopeless. Is my eyesight fading, or am I just imagining it? Am I going to get rheumatism, lockjaw, dementia? Finally, I saw that worrying had come to nothing, and gave it up, and took my old body and went out into the morning and sang.
Whoa. Word.
Yeah.
I'm a worrier.
I'm a worrier as well, so it felt very... It hit home.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we played Valerie Loves Me, so what if we just played...
Valerie!
Let's go!
This is Valerie by Amy Winehouse.
Well, sometimes I go out buzzing and I look across the water, and I think of all the things, what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Well, since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender hip and the way you like to drag us. Won't you come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie, Valerie, Valerie. Did you have to go to jail? Put your house on up for sale? Did you get a good lawyer? I hope you didn't catch a team. I hope you'll find the right man who'll fix it for you. And now you're shopping and anywhere, change the color of your hair, and are you busy? And did you have to pay that fine that you were dodging all the time? Are you still dizzy? Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender head and the way you like to drag us. I want you to come on over and stop making a fool out of me. to come all over Valerie. Valerie. Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think about all the things, what they're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess and I miss your tender hair and the way you light the day. Won't you come on over and stop making a fool out of me? Why don't you come on over, Valerie?
Dan, I turned back on the
mic. Oh, you still? Oh my god.
I'm so sorry.
Hi. I love
my final secret
else.
Has been revealed. I'm actually a really good
I'm
singer.
I'm actually a really good singer. That's from an SNL skit that Lucy made me watch that I found funny. Actually found funny. Because sometimes they're really not funny.
Yeah. But sometimes when they're funny, they're funny.
Sometimes when they're funny, they're funny. What, Io? Io? Is that her
name? Io Debbie?
Io Debbie, so hilarious.
Yeah, no, there's some... They're really fucking funny. Oh!
Yeah. My my secret... What?
Oh,
what?
Cursed
what
on air!
What? F-word!
I'm gonna log out, I guess. This has been Naive Melody.
There's a rule you can't curse on air. Just so everyone knows.
I was funny because my dad and I did a show like 2 weeks ago, and whoever was before him kept cursing, and my dad was like, whoa.
Oh my
like, my
God.
Dad was like, oh, I thought we weren't allowed to do that. I was like, we're not.
Lucy's the manager of the radio station, everybody.
Clearly not a good one.
Hey, no Lucy slander
Lucy,
when I'm
lots
around.
Of Lucy slander.
No, none of that. Also, for our next song, just so you all know, me and Lucy are super fans of this artist.
It's true.
We are really huge fans. This is Frankie Cosmo's Outside with the Cuties, an epic song by an epic artist.
Outside with the cuties, I don't think the woods are too deep. The grass covers the sand. Oh. My friends are in love, feeling pretty far from home. So I sit to write this down. I guess it's not really brave. I know. Part yet? Will you help me write it? You are bug bites on vacation. You find the sad in everything. Can't see you cry. You're down the street. I wonder when you'll talk to me.
That was Outside with the Cuties by Frankie Cosmos. Up next, we have a Frankie Cosmos song that I've actually never heard before.
Well, there's two. Which one? Two. Which one? You pick. It's called 41st, or it's called Rings on a Tree. I haven't heard. I'm gonna play.
Maybe Rings on a Tree.
I was gonna say I haven't heard that one. I played 41st on my like flight home.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard the other one in a minute, so maybe I'll play that.
Yes.
Let's do it.
I see now that it was wrong, so wrong, to try to hold on to a fallen tree, one that wouldn't even look at me, whose sticks were all arranged so evenly, who wasn't holding arms out lovingly.
All right, we're back.
Hello.
Do you have anything that you would love to play?
Let's see. Well, should we play another Frankie Cosmos song?
Honestly, yeah.
Sappho.
We could just play a bunch of Frankie Cosmos songs. Okay, let me pull up.
Sappho is really good. I first heard it on this TV show that I love called Heartstopper, which is so cute and silly. And yeah, it's just a really good show.
Let's play Sappho then.
Sappho.
From the street I see your window and I look up in. Is that even your house? Is that Sappho you're reading? Is it cool when I don't care? Can you feel me in the air? Under the crack in the door, can you tell I have no floor? Too stressed out to do the thing that they won't do. But why should I fight back? I'm just not like that. And I'm sorry if I went a real bad friend. Your face too close to my favorite town. So I look up into your window from the street where I am standing. Is that even your house? And I don't care. Can you feel me in the air? Under the crack in the door, can you tell I have no floor? I'm not grounded.
That was Sappho by Frankie Cosmos. Now we're going to have a bit of a vibe switch, which is fun. Well, okay, so it was raining in Istanbul, and I was like, I'm so chilly and cold. And then I ran into this cafe that had the, okay, for the equivalent of $6, I got a really good cup of tea, a really, really good bowl of carrot soup, and tiramisu. For the equivalent of six US dollars.
That's really good.
At this cafe, which was so cute and so beautiful. It's called Polka Cafe in Kadıköy, Istanbul. And anyway, they were playing some really good songs. I was jamming, and one of them was this song. And it's called Sins of My Father by Tom Waits. And it's a bit of a vibe switch, but it's really good.
Horn prayers. Don't buy roses off the street down there. Took it all and took the dirt road home. Dreaming of Jenny with the light brown. Like a bloody axe, thousand rumors in the wind in my back. Hand on the wheel and gravel on the road. Will the pawn shop sell me back with our souls? I'm gonna take the sins of my father. I'm gonna take the sins of my mother. I'm gonna take the sins of my brother down to the pawn. Birds cry a warning from a hidden branch, carving out a future with a gun in an axe. Gambling the laws of man, still living in the palm of the grace of your hand. World's not easy, the blind man said. Turned on nothing but the money and dread. Dogs been scratching at the door all night. Father, I'm gonna take the sins of my mother. I'm gonna take the sins of my brother. Take the sins of my brother down.
Part of Sins of My Father by Tom Waits. The song is apparently 10 minutes long, which is really quite long for a song, I feel like. But that's okay. I respect Tom for his dedication to his music. Anyway.
Heck yeah.
Anyway, dried fruit PSA. Let's go. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This is a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Let's go.
Let's go. What's up next?
I think I'm going to play a song I heard yesterday by the Sugar Cubes. You know the Sugar Cubes?
No.
They're Bjork's band.
What?
Like from before Bjork was really a solo artist. Well, now I'm thinking if I should play their most famous song.
I think you should play what you want.
Well, I was going to play a song called Leash Called Love, but if you've not heard of Sugar Cubes, I'm going to play a song that you probably do know if I play that, that I think you're going to like.
Do you like the other one better?
I like Leash Called Love. My favorite song is Birthday, which is like their most famous song.
Okay, then play that one.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Oh,
Hello. That was Birthday by the Sugar Cubes. Whoa. You can tap on the computer like that?
Yeah, my computer's touchscreen.
That's so cool. But yeah.
My computer's touchscreen.
It's very cool.
Do you want to hear me count to 10 in Icelandic?
Yes.
Okay. Get excited.
Very excited.
Ein, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sju, åtta, nio, tio.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Sorry if that was kind of loud in your ears. We probably have time for one more song.
Oh, what should we play? Oh,
your
brother.
Pick.
Oh, gosh.
Your pick.
Oh, gosh. Oh, brother.
Your
okay,
pick.
Wait, give me a moment. I'm thinking.
Five.
Oh, okay. Let's play Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush from the album Hounds of Love. This is Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush from the album Hounds of Love.
Okay. Let me pull it up, please. 1 minute, please. Okay.
It doesn't hurt me, yeah, yeah.
We're gonna cut it a little bit early.
This is 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Fee Farm Radio. My name is Danny.
My name is Lucy.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much. Bye. Now I'm gonna put on automation so that there's no dead air.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.